Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Who were the Bears' stars of their season opening 24-17 win over the Titans? Can you believe they managed to come back from down 17-0? Could they have done that a year ago?
I don't think so. I think that good teams win games like this, and the Bears are a good team. 17-0 says a lot about their football character. It says a lot about the things that Matt Eberflus cited after the game at halftime. They made some adjustments schematically to stop the run better in the second half and certainly to confuse Will Levis, who was bad and as bad as the Bears needed him to be. But I think overall, what you heard from Matt Eberflus was that you had a locker room full of confident guys who looked at each other and they said, we got this. A year ago, even he said they wouldn't have responded that way. Even he said he's been part of teams that would have been complaining and arguing and grousing at halftime rather than unifying and coming together. That's encouraging. The Bears are a team with high football character. The beauty of this victory was that with the question asked, who were the Bears' stars? The stars of the show, the stars, the players you would consider stars on the Bears really aren't the guys who you would be, you would say are the answer to this question. Daniel Hardy and Jonathan Owens combining on a blocked punt for a touchdown that changed the game. They starred in this game. Cairo Santos, you don't really talk about kickers as stars. A 48 and a 50-yarder in a game that they needed those points badly when the offense didn't produce a touchdown. He's a star of this game. Daryl Taylor got here 5 minutes ago. A guy who's all energy. Doesn't have necessarily the whole playbook mastered yet. What do you need? See ball, get ball. There's the quarterback. Sack him. Easy job description. He's a star of this game. Andrew Billings. Andrew Billings in the middle of that pile, in the middle of that defense, played, I think, didn't watch it a second time, looked like he had a phenomenal game.
Everywhere. So, I think he played like three technique at one point. He played a defensive end.
He was
at
every spot on the line of scrimmage.
He really was.
So the stars are guys who aren't typically referred to as stars, and that's how you have victories like yesterday, and that's how you have good depth, and that's a credit. That was a roster victory. That was a Ryan Poles victory.
That was a Matt Eberflus victory. And Ryan Poles, I'll give second star to. But that to the star of the game, Matt Eberflus, keeping that team together with the Boo Birds out as they walked off the field at halftime down 17-3 and keeping that team focused, getting the ball to start the second half and still not doing anything with it, and the defense not hanging their heads and keeping after it and keeping it. To me, that's a Matt Eberflus win. To answer the question, could they have done that a year ago? In the second half, I think so. But it took Matt Eberflus taking control of that defense, like many guys do nowadays. Coaches all over the league, whichever side of the ball they're on, they are also running that side of the ball on game day. So to me, Matt Eberflus, the star of Sunday.
Yeah, it's fair to say, Dustin, he did a phenomenal job of adjusting. And, you know, how many years have we gone talking about the Bears failing to adjust? We're usually referring to offensive issues. But he made a great adjustment on defense, and they got so much better in the second half. They won the game because their defensive line really stood up in the second half and made some great plays. And their special teams were phenomenal in that game. Don't forget the punter that they drafted in the fourth round. That guy's a weapon. I mean, they got a lot out of that game. I think that the Velus Jones comedic Keystone Cops play, whatever the hell you want to call it, that was really the only bad moment on special teams. They did a hell of a job with a lot of their special teams. And there were guys on special teams, the backup running back, that really kind of looked like they were in competition to make plays. That's how you know you're good, when you got multiple guys trying to get to the ball and make a play, and they had that happen for them on special teams. So they won the game on special teams and on defense. And it was kind of fun to see them come back and do it that way. You would like the offense to get involved. They wouldn't have done it a year ago. I don't think they'd have won that game, and I think that this next game coming up is going to be difficult, so they would have put themselves in a pretty big hole. And the fact that they managed to win without getting anything out of their offense, you would hope they go to school on that and change that for next week. And I do believe the quarterback will improve as the year goes on. But there's a lot of things to work on. You've got to see them become a competitive team over the course of 1 week here. And teams do make that jump.
Shane Waldron can help too. They didn't move the pocket as much with misdirection did in the preseason. It felt like offensively this was their fifth preseason game.